Hello and welcome back to Meet Me at the Bar podcast. My name is Tristan and today I'm going to be doing this episode solo. And the topic I'm going to be talking about is all about time and in particular how you can find the time to be able to do things that support your goal, such as improving your fitness, such as losing weight, losing fat. A lot of people feel like they don't have the time. I hear it quite a lot. And what's one of the reasons it sparked me to do this episode is a conversation that I have with my client recently that has been struggling to find the time to get an extra workout in. So one of the goals means that she's doing a training session with me in person, but she's now got to that point where another training session is going to be quite important if she wants to get to that goal. She has quite a busy life, lots of different shift patterns, and struggling to really find the time to be able to actually do another workout, another hour. Now, a lot of the time we do actually have the time to do things, and there's a few reasons why we may feel like we don't have the time. One might be that we're just not utilizing the time that we have very good, and we're not organizing our day well enough so that we have the time to do something. And then sometimes it might just be down to priorities, which I just wanted to start with. And that's where you kind of probably just need to have a word with yourself and check that, is the goal that you want, are you prepared to do the things that are needed for you to get to the goal? So you are in charge of how you spend your time. If you're spending all of your time watching Netflix, going out with friends, drinking at the weekend, scrolling on Facebook, Instagram, then that's your choice. You also have a choice to be able to spend some of your time on doing things that can support your goal. And if that is improving your fitness, then going to the gym or doing some sort of exercise will need to happen so that you can reach that. So the first thing is just to have a bit of a word with yourself and make sure that are your expectations in the right place, and are you prepared to actually prioritize some time towards that goal? The other area which I'm going to talk about now is all about sort of time management and looking at it from a whole week and breaking down your time and looking at where you're busy and what's taking up your time during a day and during the week. And then off the back of that, then you can see sort of how much time you really do have available and then where you can start to utilize that time to do things that should go towards that goal. So if we break down your week, a whole week has 168 hours in a week. And then let's say that if you're a good sleeper and you're having 8 hours sleep every single night, then that's going to be 56 hours taken off that 168. If you're working a typical, say 40 hours working week, so 5 times 8, that's another 40 hours of time. Let's say there's another 10 hours that you spend cooking, sat down, eating, another 10 hours of getting ready, travel time, so going to work, back from work, traveling to see friends, etc. Just with those things there, if we're going back off that 168 hours, you've still got 62 hours of time. But then let's go one step further, let's add another 7 hours of watching Netflix, watching TV, so we're down to 55 hours. Now, that's a typical scenario for a lot of people. So if you're saying you don't have enough time, really? Like 55 hours of time? Like you don't have enough time to commit 3 hours a week to something that's important to you that for a goal? So that's the first thing to kind of look at. Now, there might be people listening to this that are like, No, literally, I don't have any time. Okay, so breaking it down further. So even if, maybe you've working 60 hours a week. So what would that be in that scenario? That would be 35 hours if you've got kids. So we can keep breaking it down, but you may break it to, you might get to the point where you're like, well, actually, yeah, I do actually have 10 hours time. And then you kind of work out why is it that you're not committing, spending that time, and maybe it's because you're just so burnt out. So then now you're aware of that, you can start to look at sort of how can you be less burnt out. So how can you, with what you're doing on all these other hours, how can you look at improving things so that you're not so burnt out, so that those 10 hours spare time, you're not completely burnt out and you don't have to spend those 10 hours recovering, for example. It might be that you need to do some things to win time back. So this is quite a big one where a lot of people miss out on this type of thing. And this, some examples of this can be things like, if we're talking about cooking and meal prepping, if you were to spend on a Sunday or one day a week, spending 3.5 hours of time batch cooking some food so that you've got food available, or you've kind of like half cooked food, so that now that instead of say each day kind of starting from scratch and doing sort of like all of the washing up and all of the prepping, maybe you save yourself 2 hours of time by doing something once on a Sunday. Another example, which I was just sort of talking about, was the whole sort of energy level side of things. So if your sleep is poor, or if your job is so like mentally draining and leaving you feeling so bad that when you do get home, you end up napping, or you just can't seem to do anything because you're just so kind of like brain dead or something like that, then can you reduce the stress somehow? And then potentially, if you're able to kind of get your energy levels back and reduce the stress, then maybe you're winning yourself another 5 or 6 hours of time back because you're now not feeling like that when you finish work. So there's some things there where you, well, a lot of people may be shocked that you probably do have more time than you think, but then there are ways that you can actually win time back by doing certain things. So having that mindset can really help. So the next thing is taking that one step further and using that information that you've maybe found from kind of breaking your week down and popping that information into some sort of calendar, some sort of schedule, and doing something that's called time blocking. Something I discovered a few months ago, of how you can sort of block out time so that you can be a bit more effective with how you use your time. So if, for example, you've got like, I use Google Calendar, but you can easily do this on paper. So if you were to, all of those things that you've like kind of worked out with things like your work, things like when you sleep, and then putting that into a calendar, and then putting hours into that calendar for things like workouts, for things like meal prepping. So these things are now in your calendar, and you've actually prioritized and scheduled some time for these things. Now, a really good trick to take this a step further, because we know that this isn't kind of a perfect thing, and things come up. You don't always know how you're going to feel. Something can pop up out of nowhere, especially if you've got like families and kids, and things are always popping up, and that's just life, isn't it? But if, for example, the goal, if for example, you've decided, and you've decided with your coach, or that you 3 hours per week of exercise, whether that's a combination of resistance training and cardio, or whatever that may be, is, and if you could do that 3 hours every single week, then you're going to make a really big impact on your health and your fitness and get a lot closer to your goal. Now, if you're struggling at the minute, so if you've exposed that you've got like 40 hours of spare time, then blocking out 5 hours. So we're overestimating here. So you've blocked out five instead of three, even though the goal is to only do three, but you're going to block out five. So then you've got 5 hours or five slots in your calendar over the space of a week where you've dedicated that to working out. Now, then if you miss one due to life and the unexpected events of how life is, you've still got four other available slots which you've already accounted for in your week that you can do that workout. Say if something else happens again, you've got to three. So it's unlikely that you're going to have, you know, like, who knows, maybe you will, but two instances where, you know, like that you can't commit to that and things change. So by having these sort of backup hours that you've already planned in, you've got those there. On the flip side, if you've nothing happens, then you've kind of won yourself 2 hours of time back, but you've always put aside 5 hours of time for your working out every single week. So just as an example there. So that would be a really good way. And you can do this in things like, as I say, Google Calendar. You can actually get like diaries and time blocking sort of calendars. You can buy them off Amazon. And you can literally just sort of write out your day and your schedule of what it would look like, and then each day you can kind of change that a bit, swap things around, change the time. If you know if you're going to change the time that you're going to do that hour workout to the morning instead of afternoon, you can sort of flip things around, and then you're going to be a lot closer and a lot more likely to be able to do these things. And like anything, you know, it's about consistency, about consistently doing things, especially with like the fitness side of things and building muscle and building strength and losing weight. It's all about stacking things on top of each other and being consistent. If you can get a consistent run, you're going to start to build habits, and these things are going to become more natural, and it's going to feel easier and easier to do, and then you're going to get closer and closer to your goal and reach your goals. So these would be the sort of main things that I would suggest, and from what I've learned. And I'm no one's immune to the whole time thing. I'm certainly not, but it's definitely helped me to be able to looking at things from a 7 day perspective and breaking it down into hours and time slots to see where you've got this available time, because there are going to be some weeks where maybe you don't have time, and like I was saying earlier, it isn't always about, like, you might have 30 hours, 40 hours of spare time according to what you've just worked out. But if you're so burnt out and you've got like stuff going on in your head, like you're probably not going to want to feel like working out in some cases. So there might be other things that you've got to look at to be able to kind of win that time back, so you're more effective with your time. So that would be the main things. That's all I'm going to be covering today. So I just wanted to kind of get that in there. Hopefully, if you are someone who struggles with time and you're using, I'm going to call it an excuse of thinking you don't have the time, you don't know, then maybe you do have the time. So have a look at things from a whole week, break it down, see where you're at. I'd love to know if this helps anyone, or if you do need a bit more help with this. This is something that through my coaching that we look at, if that's a barrier that's in place when someone's trying to reach a goal like losing fat, then that's something that we can look at to help that. So if you've got any questions with this, or if it's helped, please let me know. I'd love to hear. But that's it for today's episode. Hopefully next week we'll be back with Jamel talking about some more fitness and nutrition and lifestyle topics. I'll leave it there and I'll speak to you soon.